Welcome to New Reality.
This is the voice of Keith Scott-Mumby, and I'm going to accompany you through the beautiful love process based on the program developed by my friend Peter Shepherd. I want you to start by separating yourself from the frantic, everyday world and just for half an hour award yourself the status of someone very special. Love yourself enough to give time to this humble but amazingly effective process. You can do this process anywhere, anytime. But to achieve the best results, I want you to relax and lie down. Sprawl on a sofa or lie on the bed if you can. Lie on your back with your arms lightly spread out beside you. If you can't do that, then find a comfortable chair that will let you relax and drop your head. But you can do this on a bus or train if you like. Ready? Close your eyes. Good. Now take a deep breath in gradually over a period of 5 seconds. Now breathe out slowly over a period of 7 seconds. Allow your stomach to expand as you take air into the lungs. Take a deep breath in gradually over a period of 5 seconds. Now breathe out slowly over a period of 7 seconds. Breathe in and out slowly. Feel your arms and legs are heavy. Your head is heavy. Your whole body feels heavy, relaxed, and heavy. You feel a little warm. Your breath is slow and relaxed. Your arms and legs are heavy. Now go inside, deeper inside, in pursuit of lasting healing love. It's also about self-worth. Remember throughout all that you do that love is not something we give, not something we get. Love isn't even something we do. Love is what we are. You are love. You cannot be less than precious. Giving yourself to the world is to bless it and to bless you. Peter's love process is an approach to experiencing a lasting state of unconditional love empowered by modern mind technology. Unconditional love, the kind of love that doesn't depend on another person, situation, or romantic partner, is a state that you can access at any time and in any circumstance because it is within yourself. Indeed, as I said, unconditional love is your true inner nature and essential being. This is the deepest and truest form of love and is the key to lasting joy and fulfillment in life. But in truth, it does take a little practice. It's something we have to learn, or at least relearn, after the passing of the years. Carry the state of being you achieve today and the insights you gain with the love process into your everyday life. That's crucial for the changes to become permanent. Ideally, have one or more partners in this work, so you can share your wins and be mutually supportive. Let your love shine. Breathe deeply and slowly. Feel yourself relaxed. Your limbs are heavy. You feel a little warm. While you are doing these exercises and meditations, if feelings come up that are hard for you to experience comfortably, just be with the feelings for a while. Don't resist the feeling. We live by the wise saying of Robert Frost, "The way out is the way through." Keep going. And when you're ready, when you can accept the feeling, simply let it go. Relax. I'm going to ask you to recall a number of pleasant experiences and re-experience that pleasure now in the present moment. By concentrating on the positive emotions, you drain the negative ones, making their stuck energy available to you now as free life energy. Recall each experience and briefly slip back there in time. Let the pleasure flow into the present. Don't linger, just come back to the present. Go on to the next recall. If you cannot recall an incident that applies, leave that question and wait for the next one. If you encounter an unpleasant memory, don't get involved with it. Pull back and recall again the last pleasurable moment. Continue until you're feeling positive. Ready? Recall a time when you really enjoyed yourself. Recall a time when you earned some money. Recall a time when you heard some good music. Recall a time when you mastered something. Recall a time when you got something you wanted. Recall a time when you enjoyed a cozy fire. Recall a time when you rode a bicycle. Recall a time when you played with an animal. Recall a time when you rearranged furniture. Recall a time when you really knew what you were talking about. Recall a time when you gave a successful demonstration or talk. Recall a time when you straightened out a messy environment. Recall a time when you felt good about the way you looked. Recall a time when you enjoyed talking with someone. Recall a time when you were acknowledged for a job well done. Recall a time when you kept a promise. Recall a time when you held somebody close. Recall a time when you enjoyed exercising. Recall a time when you drew a picture. Recall a time when you helped somebody. Recall a time when you won. Recall a time when you met someone you got on well with. Recall a time when you had a good time dancing. Recall a time when you felt important. Recall a time when you were having a good holiday. Recall a time when you achieved something worthwhile. Recall a time when you were enjoying a long walk. Recall a time when you enjoyed working in the garden. Recall a time when you had a good idea. Recall a time when you kissed somebody you liked. Recall a time when you laughed at a joke. Recall a time when you painted something. Recall a time when you felt enthusiastic. Recall a time when you were with a friend. Recall a time when you stood your ground. Recall a time when you observed a birth. Recall a time when you won a prize. Recall a time when you completed a project. Recall a time when you noticed you were growing up. Recall a time when you made an advancement in your career. Recall a time when you reached a milestone. Recall a time when you observed a child learning. Recall a time when you observed something growing over time. Recall a time when you felt a strong sense of identity. Recall a time when you were anticipating a special event. Recall a time when you were anticipating sexual pleasure. Recall a time when you anticipated seeing someone after a long time apart. Recall a time when you appreciated being accepted as leader. Recall a time when you received unexpected respect. Recall a time when you received encouragement from someone. That's all for the recall section. Now we do our disidentification exercise. This is to help you let go of your small selves and discover your true self, which is not the mind's ego and sub-personalities, but is another, deeper, sweeter being behind the workings of the mind, an observer, a witness. The true self is all about love. Say the following phrases to yourself as I cue them for you. Really say each phrase to yourself and really mean it. I have many emotions, and I'm not my emotions. I have many thoughts, and I'm not my thoughts. I have many accomplishments, and I'm not my accomplishments. I have many possessions, and I'm not my possessions. I have many roles that I play, and I am not my roles. I have many ways of being, and I am not my ways of being. I have a body, and I am not my body. I am a pure center of awareness and choice. Now say to yourself, and truly mean it, I accept myself as I am right now. Embrace yourself with loving compassion. Now we come to Ho'oponopono, the lovely Hawaiian practice of full responsibility, reconciliation, healing, and forgiveness. Note that love is unconditional acceptance, which is not the same as to like or agree. Those are conditions. It's important, as you practice, that you are observing your feelings, thoughts, deeds, and actions. Observations of ill will, anger, frustration, dis-ease will warn you when you are responding from memory instead of from being. Responses of being, on the other hand, will bring focus, energy, and the ability to be in the present moment without effort. When you notice you are in memory, take a moment to ask your subconscious what it is inside of you that has caused this reaction, response, feeling, whatever. If an actual memory surfaces, you address it. Acknowledge it for its presence and thank it for trying to protect you from harm. Now, one at a time, say the following heartfelt statements. Truly mean what you say. To yourself, say, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. To your nearest and dearest on earth, say, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. To the earth herself, say, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. And to God, say, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. And now, a Buddhist metta meditation for loving compassion. Think of a person and saying of them, may you be happy, may you be healthy, may you be safe. To each person who comes to mind, say of them, may you be happy, may you be healthy, may you be safe. I'll give you a little time to do this with 3 or 4 people. then, to complete this sequence, to yourself say, may you be happy, may you be healthy, may you be safe. Finally, affirm, I am happy, I am healthy, I am safe. Having activated and opened your heart chakra, today as you go out and about, look for love's radiance, the light of love shining in your family, friends, co-workers, and those you encounter. It's there, trust me, it is there. I will leave you now for a few moments to elevate these thoughts into part of your mind structure. Take them inside you and incorporate the words and meanings into your heart and mind and soul. From now on, you will live these words. You will speak with love in your mouth. You will think with love in your head. You will act with love in your heart. You are love. Love is your very nature. Thank you. It is tempting to remind you of the words of the Beatles' song, "All you need is love." Truly, love is all you need. You can change your life, your associates, family and loved ones. You can change your whole life through the instrument of love. Feel the love, as they say. Or better still, be the love. Do this program often. Become more love. Blessings.